know I ask you that because I don't want to say something and make it sound like I think you're dumb or something. You know, if you knew. But no, the only thing about power, the switching supplies introduce a lot of noise into your receiver. They're noisy as hell. They don't even have to be plugged directly into your receiver to generate noise on the receiver. Whether you have a transceiver or whatever, they're noise generators, man. They're always like that. But what I don't trust is the really cheap built ones or by them Chinese ones. You got to be careful because some of them are built without any protection. If the MOSFET transistor in there and them go shorted or something, you could end up throwing 120 volts to the radio. I'm not saying yours will do that, but I'm just saying it depends on who made it and how cheap they are. Because usually they're supposed to have a crowbar circuit in them where if something shorts, the crowbar circuit shorts out the triac and it shuts off all the power coming out of the deal. But I just wondered if you knew because I don't like switching supplies. I mean, I got no choice when having to charge the phone and everything. You know, you have no choice there. But I like linear power supplies, ones with transformers in them. Power transformers. But just letting you know, man, the switching supplies can be very noisy. And you don't even have to have the radio in the same room. If it's really crap, a really crappy built one, you know, radio in the other room will even pick it up there, Roger.